You're listening to From Passion to Profit, a show about female entrepreneurs who have built their businesses from the ground up and turned their passion into profit. These episodes share their most inner working thoughts, their journey, triumphs, and challenges. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your business to the next level, these women have valuable advice and insights to share. If you want to turn your passion into profit, this podcast is for you. Welcome back to the second season of From Passion to Profit. I'm wearing white and I'm having a green matcha, and I just feel like this is a recipe for disaster, but what isn't, right? We have taken a long break, a long ass break, and I'm ready to jump into it. I'm ready to get started again. I'm ready to start releasing content again, and content that really excites me. I think part of why we took a break is because I was getting a little bit tired and worn out by all the things that I was seeing on Instagram and social media. And I'm sure a lot of you agree, a lot of the stuff that we're seeing that comes up in our feed is just repetitive, especially if you're following people in the same industry and that's all you see. And not only is it repetitive, sometimes it can also be very discouraging, right? Like, we see these quick wins or we see these overnight success, and the reality is that is just not the reality. It sounds so ridiculous and it sounds so cliche, and I'm sure there's a better way of saying it in English, but that's just the truth, right? The reality for many people, many business owners, entrepreneurs, content creators online, is that they're not an overnight success, is that they're not making millions of dollars in 1 year or in 2 years, right? It's a steady growth. And I also would like to argue that that steady growth is important. So we're going to dive all into that today. But I want to give you a little bit of an update on me, on Chaya Media, on From Passion to Profit, because I know that our listeners are genuinely so kind and so interested in From Passion to Profit, in the trajectory of this podcast. I am so, so grateful for the way that this podcast has grown, even though we haven't been the most consistent. And today I'm dropping this episode on my birthday, and I am recording it the day of. So it's dropping on Friday, June 14. I'm recording this on Thursday, June 13. Let's see, time check, 5:28 p.m. It is so cool to me. I will never get over this, that I get to wake up, do what I want to do, work on the things that I want to work on whenever I want to do it. Like, obviously I have, you know, expectations and deadlines to meet. I run an agency, and so my clients expect deliverables by a certain amount of time, but I'm not required to check in at 9 a.m. I don't have to have those like really interesting, intricate mouse movement machines that will show that I'm on Microsoft Teams. Like, I don't have to have any of that, right? I wake up, I check in with my team, I make sure they have everything they need on ClickUp and for our clients, and then I will maybe do whatever I want to do for a few hours, and then I'll go into work. And so that has been the agenda for most days. And it's been super cool and super fun. And I think that's part of what prompted this break in the first place, is at the beginning of the year, I was super excited and gung-ho about releasing more podcast episodes and even increasing the frequency. But I realized that I was burnt out. I was handling so many things. I was very involved in the corporate world, and trying to do that and have a podcast and grow my agency at the same time, I just was burnt out super quickly. And so I made a huge change. I won't share too much on it in this episode, so you'll have to come back in another solo episode to learn more, but I made a huge change. And then I went on a trip on the other side of the world for my sister's wedding, and I got extremely sick. The entire trip I was sick. I was on this trip for about 10 to 12 days. I can count on one hand how many days I was actually feeling above a 6 out of 10. And most of those days that I was there, I was in bed. I was coughing, vomiting, nauseous. I was all the things. And then I became really jaundiced. And this was when I had the biggest wake-up call. And I was like, I am sure that I did this myself because I ran myself to the ground. And I just became really stressed. And this was my body's response to it. And then I was taking medicine to fix it. And then because I was taking medicine and too much medicine to fix it, I got medicine poisoning. And then I became jaundiced and I almost died. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it really is what happened. Like, genuinely, if my husband didn't catch me becoming jaundiced, I would have kept on taking the medicine. And I learned later on from doctors is that 48 hours later, I would have died. When I came back, I made so many more changes to ensure that I'm not stressed, that I'm, living my life in a way that makes me feel proud of myself in the future, but also proud of myself presently. Because even though before all of this happened, I was working a lot, I was doing a lot, I was trying to reach all these goals, I was not healthy. I wasn't taking care of myself. And so I had to take a break. And since then, it's been a really fun journey of finding out what I really like outside of business, outside of work, because I now have time on my schedule. Matcha break. Matcha is so refreshing, and I think I'm loving it now more so than I did before, which I didn't even know that was possible, because I took a bit of a break because I found my all-time favorite espresso beans. I invested in an espresso machine. I make my own lattes at home. I have like the plastic to-go cups to make it feel like, I went out and bought my own $10 latte when in fact I made like a $1.50 latte at home. It's amazing. Anyways, back to the story. So that's like a very rapid update of me. And since then, we made a lot of changes in the business too. We streamlined a lot of our systems, a lot of our processes. And if you think that's even possible after hearing like the first episode of the deep dive where we were recapping Q4, honestly, I feel like the more the business grows, the more the system breaks. And so you have to tear it all down and rebuild new ones for what the business is like in that moment. And so we did. And what this also entailed is basically me not having any calls as much as possible on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. More importantly, Monday mornings and all day Friday. I avoid that like the plague because I needed to ease into the week. Having been in corporate, whether it was corporate full time or corporate consulting, where it just is very taxing on your body, physically and mentally. I was in this kind of like rat race, but it kicked my nervous system into high gear where, like, my baseline, my cortisol stress baseline was like all the way up here, where most people it would have been much, 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 much less. And I was constantly living in this like fight or flight mode, and I needed to change that. And so that was one of the things that we incorporated was like, how can we make sure that the team and the business continues to run smoothly if I'm not taking calls during these times? And if you know anything about agency life, that is sometimes very difficult to shift out of because in an agency, like you're guaranteed to be in a meeting of some sort each day. And especially if these are like high caliber clients paying you a high retainer, most of them want to be in meetings with you to understand how things are working, what the status updates are, all those things. And I totally get it. I've been there before. I get it. And I'm more than happy to do that. And so we've found ways where, it's either my team takes more calls and we incorporate like a post-call note system so that I'm still well aware of everything that's going on. If there's any red flags we need to address, any concerns that the clients have, like I'm still on top of that, even if I'm not in the call, which has been really cool because this has been like 5 years in the making of trying to figure out how can we still have calls and still share that love and attention to our clients without necessarily me being the front runner, me being the host of those calls. So that's been a cool transition to kind of move into. We're still in the process of that for a lot of our clients, but we're working towards it, which is really exciting. Then the other thing that we also changed in our agency is incorporating Monday, Friday updates. So for our fractional CMO and done for you retainer clients, which is the main offer and package that we serve in our agency. For these clients, we incorporated a Monday, Friday status update. So even though we have calls with them either bi-weekly or every 3 weeks or every month, we now incorporate Monday and Friday updates just to let them know, one, what did we do? What did we work on? What are the things that are going to help move the needle in your business that you may not be aware of? And then, two, what's the data that we are keeping our eyes on and that we want you to know in case, it helps us make decisions in the future? And when I say in the future, I mean like in that following week to change and pivot very quickly. And so that has been really helpful. That's been a new, like a very new and recent change, or addition, I should say, to the business. But it has helped a lot because even though we do meet consistently with our clients, I know that our clients love communication just as much as we do. Like, we love communication. I always tell my team members to over communicate. I'd rather you over communicate to me than me sitting around and guessing. And as much as I'd like to say that we're really good at that with our clients, I think we always fall short because there's a lot of things that we do, a lot of things that we juggle. And as much as I'd like to say that I'm always updating my clients in Slack and my team's doing the same, the reality is sometimes there's not many things to update them on. But I think even acknowledging that in those Monday, Friday updates that, like, hey, everything's going smooth, or hey, these were just the things that we did, even if it was just one thing, our clients appreciate that. And so that has been a change in the business that we implemented as well this first half of the year. After making all of these changes, I realized that my business is actually in a really good place. Yes, there are definitely things that I would love to trade out or that I would love to improve on. For example, we could do a lot better at our own marketing. There are times where we're like, oh my gosh, these people, their contracts are almost done. There is a low likelihood of them re-signing with us because they either don't need us or the systems just run on their own, or maybe it's not a good fit. What are we going to do to replace these people to make sure that our business is still healthy and remaining financially healthy? And when we've come across these situations, for example, I forecast a lot. I love looking at my spreadsheet. I keep track of everything. And I'll do kind of like mock scenarios, like what would happen if we had a couple of resigns and a couple of people not resigned for the second half of the year. And we would look at that, and I would basically see, like, okay, if we don't have these resigns, then we can definitely be in the red. And when I found myself kind of thinking through those scenarios and those situations, even though they're what ifs, I was oddly calm and peaceful about it. There was no anxiety about it, no stress. Of course, there's thoughts of like, okay, well, as a business owner with people to pay, livelihood to take care of and ensure, of course, there's always going to be what if thoughts in my mind, right? Or thoughts of like, I need to be doing better. But the cool thing was when we looked at our reserves, we're like, oh my gosh, this could cover us for a whole year. If nothing changed, if we still had the same clients that we are anticipating to have, and if we don't re-sign certain clients and we don't get new clients, we're good. We're good for almost a year. And the likelihood of not generating new clients or new leads during that time is very low. So what is there to stress about? And that was a really cool shift, mindset shift, that I experienced myself having in real time, because a year ago, what would have went through my mind was like immediate spiral, immediate doubt, immediate imposter syndrome, immediate desire to just let go of everyone because I didn't want my business to be in the red. And so what that has allowed for us to be or to do is to think more forwardly, right? Because I think a lot of the times what ends up happening is this immediate spiral of like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Nothing is going right. So I need to just tear my business down to the ground and figure something out. Or just spiral to the point of like negative thinking. And it prevents you from actually spending that time to create actions that are going to generate leads and generate sales. And so, me having that thought process allowed room to think through what are some really good plans that we don't have to rush through, that we can genuinely think through and take our time and generate leads and book them into sales. So funny is that I think I've for a short month or two, I was like too far into that other end of like, oh yeah, okay, we'll just take our time until we really need clients. But thankfully, we trust ourselves. We trust our team. We trust our work. We trust that people will come when they come. As long as we're doing our part, we're going to be okay. And that's been proven true. And so that's been a really cool experience, even though it was just happened in the last, few months. It's been really cool to see and acknowledge that happen because it shows that I've grown a lot as a business owner, but also the business has grown a lot to be able to have the reserves in the case that we were continuing to be in the red. I love how I'm being super transparent on this podcast episode. It feels like I'm just talking to one of my girlfriends, my biz besties. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Okay, let's talk about the podcast. So I love the podcast. I love this podcast so much. It is my pride and joy because we do everything so differently than many of the podcast shows that you see in our industry, that you see out there. It has a very different take and approach than a lot of podcast shows, right? Like we interview and we share people's stories, but it's less of showing this conversation, but more of guiding you as the listener in how you can take their story and apply it to the things that you're going through in real time. Now, the challenge with this is that it takes so much time to produce because we really want to take the time to listen to each word, to each section, to each answer that our interviewees are sharing and to find the best ways or the best messaging that is going to resonate most with our listeners. And this takes a lot of time. And when it takes time, that means it decreases our frequency and our release of the episodes. So my goal this year, for the rest of the year, and you can hold me accountable, is to release more frequently. The prime goal would be like 1 to 2 episodes per week. If it's 2 episodes per week, then we do more solo episodes, more kind of talking episodes like this. And we alternate, we have a guest and then solo, a guest and then solo. If we do just one episode a week, then it can be 3 of those episodes per month be with guests, and then we have a solo episode. I'm not sure yet which route we're going to do or we're going to take. However, I am sure that I want to get back on releasing more episodes, sharing more stories, and being able to consistently inspire you, our listener, to build your own business and to turn your passion into profit. It sounds so cliche, and I know it. I'm so sorry. But the whole entire time where I wasn't releasing episodes, and I was thinking about how can I fill my time if I wasn't doing like agency work. It was always how can I help people turn their passion into profit? Because since I was able to do that, it genuinely changed my life, my husband's life, my family's lives in terms of my parents and what they get to do. And it's just been such a blessing. And I want to be able to share that with those who are maybe stuck in their corporate, role and just wishing it was Friday every single day until Friday. I want to be able to help people who are just like stuck in so much student loan debt or debt in general, and they're trying to find ways to generate more income. because they know that money can unlock a lot of things. You know, it may not lead to happiness, but it's going to unlock a lot of things for you, like better credit scores, better loans, better jobs. So all these different things that are just, you know, that makes it easier to live when it comes to having money. I want to be able to help more people make more money, but also make more money through their passion. And so, that being the basis of this podcast, that being the name of this podcast, I do want to really take this podcast show to the next level. So, if you have any ideas, if you have people that you'd like us to feature here on the podcast, or for me to interview and share their story, please, please, please send me a DM, email us. We'll share our email in the podcast description or the show description, show notes, that's what it's called. My team and I will be more than happy to reach out to them. I also want to be able to record more of these solo episodes, but sometimes I just don't know what exactly is interesting or what you want to learn from or hear about. So also send me a DM about topics that you think would be really cool to listen or to hear from me. So I think that about wraps everything up. This is also such a great birthday present to myself to be able to say that I released a podcast episode and that I'm getting to talk to you, my community, my listeners on my birthday. So thank you so much. If you are new here, welcome. This is From Passion to Profit. Make sure to subscribe and leave us a review. It means the absolute world to get reviews on this podcast because it shows us that we are doing something right and that you want to continue to hear our episodes. All right, I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We couldn't have done it without the hard work and dedication of our amazing team. A special thanks to Kimberly and Brandon for their incredible scripting and quality checking skills, Andrew for his exceptional audio design, and Addie for our outstanding graphics and marketing support. And of course, a huge thanks to our guests for sharing their passion and story with us today. Be sure to check out the show notes for an exclusive blog interview with our guest, as well as links to support them in their business. And don't forget to leave a review and share this podcast on your social media stories. We appreciate your support and can't wait to bring you more great content in the future. Thanks again for listening.